with KSJD News. I'm Daniel Reisel. The Montezuma County Public Health Department says the rate of coronavirus infections has made contact tracing efforts ineffective. Director Bobby Locke says staff will continue to contact those who test positive and provide isolation instructions and check-in calls, but will have to rely on the infected person to notify close contacts themselves about possible exposure. On Wednesday, the department announced 32 new infections, bringing the county to 581 active cases, yet another record. For now, Montezuma County will not move into level red restrictions from the state, despite qualifying for it. That would include the closure of indoor dining. A statement from Locke says those restrictions would be ineffective, as most outbreaks are not coming from within a business. Colorado has unveiled a new plan for how it will distribute COVID-19 vaccines. As KSJD's Scott Franz reports, nursing home residents and their caretakers are at the front of the line.
The plan is to get them inoculated this winter, along with hospital workers who treat coronavirus patients. Residents over 65, those with chronic health conditions, and essential workers, such as teachers and grocery store employees, will get access in a second phase, scheduled for the spring. Meanwhile, COVID-19 incident commander Scott Bookman says the rest will likely have to wait until the summer.
It is going to take us many months to get this out to the general public.
Bookman says the vaccine will be free for everyone. The state is expecting to receive its first doses of the Pfizer vaccine as soon as next week. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
This is KSJD News.